Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Morning Show. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production and co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
Let me double check. And yep, the best listeners in radio. Best listeners in radio are here with us, everybody. We got some fun things to kick off the show with. We're going to start things with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, beautiful blue skies out there today.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm smiling just because of the brighter day already, even though we'll probably see more clouds than sun. But not as dreary and dark as it was yesterday. So we'll take it as a win, right?
Yes, yes, definitely. Any little improvement. I'm taking pictures of it just to look at it like a little bit later today. Yep.
Love it. We're also going to see some calmer winds. Not totally quiet, but, you know, gusts around 20 miles per hour. So not as vicious as yesterday. And temperatures pretty much hovering in the low 40s. So we're not climbing much, but we will fall tonight below freezing to the upper 20s. Ooh. Staying mostly cloudy tomorrow. We'll hang out in the low 40s again. And then it's kind of a repeat. We fall below freezing tomorrow night, and then we'll pop right back into the low to mid 40s on Sunday. We get a little warmer because the winds start to pick up a little bit out of the south as the next system moves in. Sunday night, we're looking at chances of some light rain. And then by Monday morning, and it's Monday afternoon, those could flip over to a few flurries flying around because next week's highs, Monday, mid 30s, Tuesday, low 30s. Those are the highs.
Oh, tis the season.
Yeah. Kind of knew this one was coming.
It was coming.
It felt like we should have seen this coming, at least. Some of us should have. I don't know why I planned to wear shorts all week.
All the time,
I don't know what,
man.
I was thinking.
What were you doing?
I should have planned that better. But we have no excuse because we listen to Brittany.
That's right.
Gets us all set up and ahead of things, and we appreciate that. Brittany, enjoy your weekend. We'll hang out again on Monday.
Thanks. You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Britt.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joins us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot. Mm-hmm. Good things come.
I have to throw in a quick, as much as I love the fact that Seth isn't on, can we turn his microphone on? Or something's wrong. I can't hear him.
Oh okay. Wait. Oh, the two.
There we
go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, did you want...
Great, Melissa, Seth's here.
I don't know what that. I was trying to help you out, Melissa. I was trying to do this.
Giving her a vacation on Friday.
But, okay, yeah, but Friday, he was like an echo in the back of my head, which was worse than him actually talking.
No,
so.
I could hear that. I could see that. The
you know when you have the angel and the devil on your shoulder? For yes, Melissa, yeah. I am the devil.
I really don't want him to be either of those, just to be clear.
You guys have an angel and a devil? I just got two devils.
Yeah.
That's weird. How did I end up?
You should write a letter.
Hey, what's up with this?
I didn't realize that was a... We've got fun things lined up for you this hour, everybody. Google's top Is It Weird searches for 2024. We've got that one. How to keep arguing to a minimum on Thanksgiving? And I wonder if you could use this for other holidays or
any holiday.
Just Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Don't go. There you go. Solved it.
Shut your mouth.
Throw
food in your mouth. Keep you from talking.
I love the idea that it's only for Thanksgiving. Yeah, won't work any other Christmas. No.
We of course have got some fun things to do this on every Friday that we do. We have our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner where we get to celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got a famous TV theme song we're going to play. You get ready to call up and win yourself some free Culver's with that one. Looking forward to it. The 9 o'clock hour will kick off with some entertainment news. There is a new popcorn bucket we have to talk about. AMC bucket. Theaters, speaking of popcorn buckets, mm-hmm. AMC Theaters is warning people about the new Wicked movie.
Oh, I saw this headline of somebody.
Ooh.
Henry Winkler had some interesting words for a casting director who tried to cast his daughter. And I like the idea of one of the nicest people in the world, somebody messing with this kid. I want to hear
you
that
ain't
reaction.
Messing with my kid.
I want to hear that reaction. That's coming up for you. We'll get into what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, new on your local theater stage coming up. And movie theater etiquette. Got an interesting one here. Movie theater etiquette.
Oh, okay.
Got that one lined up for you. And if we have time, either today or Monday, what's a common tradition or holiday that may not exist in 25 years?
Ooh, interesting. Little projection here, yeah.
I think there's some interesting ones on there. And if we don't get to it today, it'll give everybody a chance to think about that one. And, you know, hey, we come. I don't know if Arbor Day will be around. I think Arbor Day will be here.
Let's hope so.
I have one that I think will be even bigger than it is today. So I'll wait.
I like that.
I got an idea.
We start here with a new trend, though, because we are trendsetters here at the morning show. Everybody stops here. This is where everybody goes to find out about fashion trends.
You haven't seen James' new shirt, man. I mean, it is impressive. It is impressive, I have to say.
It's what happens when you have a coupon with an Etsy shop. It's what the Wall Street Journal just did a story on how the hot new trend is to visit your kid at college to party with them.
Ooh.
Their headline is, "It's 10 a.m. and Dad's doing Jello shots." Touring the campus and meeting professors is still a thing schools offer, but apparently more and more parents are following that up with hanging out with their kids. They talked to a 53-year-old mom from Kansas with multiple kids who said she's done 9 parent weekends at 3 schools, played lots of beer pong, flip cups, and one and some other things.
Wow.
She claims her kids are cool with it and seem to enjoy partying with her. She said that they seem like to see this side of her. Her 22-year-old daughter agreed and said that it's fun hanging out with her mom and that her mom's there and that she feels safer with her parents there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The director of sororities and fraternities at the University of Arizona confirmed it's a major trend right now. And that's one of the bigger party schools. You know, usually Arizona State, but it is one of the bigger ones. And he said he's seen lots of parents doing these things over the years. And so this has been going on for a little while now.
Interesting.
He said they sometimes act crazier than the kids, but the school's philosophy is we try not to parent the parents. Who am I to remind you to be your best behavior?
Right. Come on now, parents.
Be good examples. Yeah. Kind of your job.
So these schools, certainly, I mean, you know, you need the parents' money. It ain't like the money's coming from the kids. The kids need the parents' money.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's some of that in here, I think. And I think that there's certainly, it doesn't, you know, anybody that has paid attention to our universities over the last 20-some years, since we were kids and going into high school, there's been some fears and some concerns on campuses. But that's kind of always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to be straight up about this one. I'm not too into this, but it's because my father's cooler than me. And if my dad showed up at UCLA when I was there, Columbia in Chicago or something like that, there's no way I would ever get a date. There's no way like anybody'd ever talk to me. Like if they did, it was just, so where's Jim the Third?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Where's Jim? You know, where's the Third? He'd have some cool nickname like Trey. Like, yeah, right. You know. No, man. No, I don't want that. I don't need that.
I love the moment they find out, you know, he's a boxer and a hockey player. What?
Yeah,
really? Exactly. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm an out-of-work actor.
Yeah.
That really holds up.
Yeah, so is everyone else. Yeah, stand in line.
Exactly,
get in line, man.
Exactly. You're at an art school.
What are you talking about?
We want to talk to the athlete, the cool guy.
Hold up. I want to go back for a minute to your point that parents pay for college. Really? Dad, I got a student loan. I'd really like you to pay off for me. Yeah, okay, yeah. Can we get my dad on the phone?
He didn't get the memo.
No, apparently not.
No. So I don't know. What do you guys think of this one?
It's fine. It's weird. I don't think I would do it though. When my kids get that age, I'm going to be like, help you move in, and then say, but see you in 6 months. No, I was.
I mean, yeah, we talk a lot about adults kind of honing in on kid stuff.
Mm.
This feels like a grasp at a second childhood for these
parents. I
want
to be young forever!
Granted, it feels like that.
Yeah.
I have no skin in this game. I am not a parent. But, right. I mean, how many of us have gone to something and seen something and went, aren't you a little too old to be acting like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I say let college kids have their fun. Let them do the things that they do. And I don't know if parents really need to be there. And if they are, should they be partying with the kids or should they be there as a, I'm just going to be here and hang out and be the person that will drive you home? when you need it.
That's a good point, too.
I am really lucky. I have very cool kids, mm-hmm. and I like my kids. I like talking to them, being around them, and all of that. I have no doubt in my mind that they would not want me to be showing up at their university. I have no doubt. I think that the idea of maybe doing, like, what is it, the Sadie Hawkins dance where the girls ask the guys?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what if they did some kind of special dance or something like that, or a special party or whatever with the parents, and you just got
to
sign
your system
once?
Yeah, I mean, if the parents were invited. Yeah, sure.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, right. Different. But just showing up, crashing the party?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That does seem a little weird.
It does
seem a little odd to me.
If the kids are cool with it, I mean, that's different.
Well, this is, so I understand that parents don't always or usually pay for college outside of some extreme circumstances, but I think that what I was trying to get to was an owing our parents kind of feeling.
I see what you mean.
A kind of like, not guilt, but something akin to that of like, okay, well, you know, especially single parents. You know, they helped raise me. I'm the last one in the house, and now they get to, you know, actually let their hair down. So you know what? Come on over with me to Arizona State, and hang out with me.
Well, we'll hang out for a little bit. Yeah.
But you know, I keep coming back to that's not our job as a parent. You know, that's I want to get along with my kids. I want to be their resource for my kids, and then to be able to talk to me and everything. But I also understand part of the job of being a parent is they got to get out of the nest and fly on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be able to do things on their own and figure things out on their own. I can't chaperone them the rest of their lives. I like the idea of this. I like the idea of kids feeling safer on campuses. I don't like the idea of a kid not being able to fly on their own.
Right.
I think that's kind of important.
Yeah. So when I take my kids to college, when that day comes, I'll bring them there. And as much as they beg me to stay and party with them, and they will, I'm just going to have to say
so
no.
So much fun at parties. He's so much fun. You have no idea.
You've never been in a party at a party with me. What are you talking about?
I got a feeling that this version of Seth and 20 years ago Seth, I'd hang out. I'd have a party. I was probably worse back then, maybe. I don't know if this is a deep cut here and everything, but for those that watched the TV show Arrested Development, this has already been done. Michael went to school with his son. Like, his son goes to school and everything, and he has nowhere to go, so he, like, crashes his and basically just stays in his dorm with him and everything. He doesn't really party with him so much as just, like, the world's worst third wheel ever.
Maybe that's where they got the idea for it. It's like, hey, that was cool.
Because in our head, I think a lot of us are thinking of Animal House, but that's not how this goes. That's not a lot of campuses nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I wonder
also if it's parents who didn't get to go to college. There's a whole generation, not generation, but there's a lot of parents who didn't get to go to college when they were college age.
Right.
So getting to experience it now, you know, that's great. Good for them. As long as the kids are okay with it.
the parents, whether they paid for the schooling or not, they definitely paid for a lot of stuff leading up to this. And they're gonna,
those diapers.
You know, especially to that, hey, my final kid's getting out of the house kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I didn't get to go to school. I didn't do any of these things. I'm gonna live a little bit with it. I'm going to get a little taste of this.
Just because I didn't get to do it before.
I like the idea of them also showing up for, you know, classes. They want the full experience. They want the complete experience.
That might be a bridge too far. Then they'd be like, Mom, what are you doing?
What did you get for number
taking
five?
Notes. Taking notes.
We will get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club when we come back. Melissa, Seth, and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. You heard Simon. It's time to do some celebrating, everybody, with our birthday and anniversary club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our friends at El Cafe. We're going to dive right into that in a moment here. But first, we encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue, in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us, and wish a happy birthday to Zeke.
They have a birthday to celebrate. Yeah, yeah, cool.
Added that Zeke to the list here. And all right, too. Cool. We made sure to do that. Wishing you a happy birthday, sir, and a good weekend to everybody over there at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, and support those that support us in this community. Everybody, encourage you to do that. And keep in mind, they got that famous Friday Fresh Fry going on over there. Things getting more and more popular.
Getting more and more famous, too. Yeah.
Get on over there. Check that out. Check out one of the more unique menus you are ever going to find. Support our friends over at El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can call up.
715-424-2600. And we'd love to hear you wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
We would. And as we found out recently, we are basically the only game in town with birthdays anymore. We are just about it. So
really
bring it to us,
that.
Everybody. We want them.
Really proud of that. We're going to keep this going. Thanks to people like our sponsors, like El Cafe, and all of you out there getting us material to fill this time.
Absolutely.
And birthdays and anniversaries. We greatly appreciate that. We've got one qualifier for today. I'm sorry, a 1 through 3. I need a 3 from you, Seth.
2.
Okay, gives us our qualifier. So we get that one down. All right, and we need. Oh, no, that was Saturday. We had the one qualifier, and then on Sunday, I need a 1 through 3, Melissa.
I want to pick 2. I want to be just like Seth.
Okay, hate me more.
Seth is so cool.
No,
he's the best at parties.
This is weird and unnatural. You need to hate me. No, don't like me. Don't do this, please. Weird.
The rest of our lives, I don't care if we're doing this live on the air or just the three of us. I want at least 5 to 10 minutes. I want to start every Monday through Friday this way. The rest of our
God.
You signed the contract.
Just to make Seth uncomfortable.
Oh. You guys signed the contract. You should have read the fine print. We dive right into the birthdays and anniversaries. We first up wish a very happy birthday to Natalie Paulson.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Great name, Natalie. Great name. Enjoy your day. We wish happy birthday to Tim Stainbrook.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Another good name, Tim Stainbrook. That's a great name, sir. Enjoy your day. And we wish a very happy birthday to Judith Hine.
Judith, happy birthday.
Happy
that was
birthday.
The name of my grade school teacher.
I love the name Judith. Those are all just great
names.
We call
her
today.
Judy.
But
Judy.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Judy.
Judith is the...
Congratulations, Judith.
I think Judy is one of the great shortenings of names.
Yes.
I like the name Judy. Yep. It's a good one. And on Saturday, we put the spotlight on Alan Ross.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Al is a God, man. Al has put a lot into this community, worked at the mill for decades, and never even thought about doing really theater or anything like that. He had a little bit in high school, but he gave into that up. He wouldn't, you know, he's a great father and worked at the mill for all those years and decided to try give theater a try. And I happened to be in the first play he was in, Rainmaker. And Susan directed him and cast him. And Al fell in love. Just fell in love with that theater, worked his tail off at it. Easily, like, I was in that play with some really good actors, Steve Martin and Amanda Meidel, and some legends on that stage. Al may have outworked all of us, of us, including me. You guys know how insane I am. It really mattered to him. It really cared.
That's cool.
About I would say like maybe 4 or 5 years later, Al ended up doing a one man show where a Mark Twain one man show.
Oh my gosh.
Something I haven't even done.
No.
Al is one of my definitions for, hey, if you've ever thought about giving this a try, give it a try. Jump into community theater. You never know what can happen. He found a whole new passion and love. And he's really good at it, by the way, too. Al's very good. Great guy. Great guy. Happy birthday, sir. And on Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to old high school friend of mine, Carrie Breeze.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Happy birthday.
Carrie's awesome. Enjoy your day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish happy birthday to Tommy Bean.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Good name, Tommy. That's a good name.
Tommy Bean.
And to our qualifier on Sunday, Roger Dene.
Oh, congratulations, Roger.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Roger. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day. And a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today. A couple of groups having birthdays so far. So a couple of Avengers with birthdays today. the wonderful Scarlett Johansson is 40.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Black Widow in the MCU and Lost in Translation. And
I forget how young she was when she started.
Yeah.
And she's been around and she's only 40 years old. Wow.
And she has got such a classic, like, timeless look that you put her in any decade and she is going to be.
She can do it,
She's going to not only be good, but a star and all that. I really enjoy her work. She's one of those I really enjoy. And Mark Ruffalo is 57, the Hulk.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
Very good actor.
Yes.
Very, very good actor. And then we take a look at a couple of characters from Stranger Things having birthdays today. Darce Montgomery is 30. Max's stepbrother, Billy, on Stranger Things got a real big break from that. Been all over the place since then. And Jamie Bauer is 36. Vecna on Stranger Things.
Ooh, cool.
I always mispronounce this young lady's name, and I apologize because she's very talented. I just mispronounce. Alua Craviola. Craviola. She is Hawaiian.
And
she is Moana.
Oh, yes. And the sequel's coming out very shortly here. Yeah. Moana 2 is on its way.
Catherine McNamara is 29. Mia Queen in Arrow. She was in Shadowhunters and Mortal Instruments. A couple of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Karen O is 46. Wow. Lead singer and songwriter for the Ya Ya Ya's.
Mm-hmm.
And she also composed nearly all of the songs for Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a really good soundtrack.
I did not know that.
She's very good.
She's very talented, yes.
I love the Ya Ya Ya's. Mm-hmm. That's a great band and a great band name.
Yes.
That's a great band. the legend, I think, as far as like when we go back and look at careers of foreign actors to come over here, it's very similar to me to a foreign athlete coming over here or something, how they do. Mads Mikkelsen will have one of the greatest careers. It's 59
One of the greatest
today.
Names ever. Yeah. Oh, I love that name.
It's a great name.
Yep.
You know, you see what Anthony Hopkins has done as Hannibal Lecter, and even if you've never seen him do that role, you know it's a legendary role and a legendary performance. And it's intimidating, and it's an insane thing, and they usually tell actors, don't take the next part. Don't be that guy. Don't be the bridge guy. Be the guy after the bridge guy. Very similar to coaching in sports. He gets the role as Hannibal on the TV show Hannibal and just nails it. And I dare say it's almost as good, if not as good, as what Anthony Hopkins does. Like, it's incredible.
Yep.
He's such a good actor. He's in the Star Wars universe. He's in the MCU universe. Like, his career.
Done it all.
And he's done all of this from the ground up, man. Like, no connections, no breaks, just skill.
From a foreign country.
Yeah.
And not an English-speaking one, for that matter. Yeah. So,
From Denmark. Former gymnast and dancer.
Really? Yeah, he was a gymnast?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow.
I love his work. I see him attached to something, I get excited. I'm like, I'm watching that. I'm watching. I don't care if it's subtitles or anything like that, I will. Meryl Hemingway is 63. Great actor.
Oh,
great one.
Yeah.
The legend, Oscar winner, Jamie Lee Curtis is 66.
Mm-hmm.
First time we got to say that on her birthday.
She's great.
Yeah. Legend. Legend. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis, legend.
Yep.
I didn't know her birthday was today, but this week I was looking for a palate cleanser and I watched a bunch of scenes from Trading Spaces. God,
Trading
I love that
Places?
One. Trading Places. Did I say Spaces?
Yeah.
I think that's a TV show.
That's
Sorry.
A TV show, yeah.
Yeah, Trading Places.
Which is also
really
good. Does not have Jamie Lee Curtis in
it. No. But there are some things that are so, like, you can't do nowadays in that movie. And I can't help but laugh.
Any 80s
movie. I can't
help
it. Oh, it's so good. Stevie Van Zandt is 74. E Street Band guitarist. And, of course, Silvio on The Sopranos.
Yeah, little Steven. Stevie.
Great legend.
Oh, yeah.
Now, real legend, Billie Jean King is 81 today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One of the legends of tennis. You cannot tell the story of tennis or maybe even of sports without talking about Billie Jean.
Yep. Songs, literal. Songs written about her.
Yeah. And a couple of more goats for you here. One of the greatest directors of all time, Terry Gilliam, is 84 today.
Yeah.
Monty Python writer and animator, also directed some brilliant movies like Time Bandits and Fisher King and Brazil and so many good ones. Mm-hmm. Well, we took some time and focused
12
on
Monkeys.
Fear
and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I love all of those. Everything Terry Gilliam's ever done. I'm a huge fan. I love every movie he's ever done.
Very singular director, yep.
Of course, did parts of Holy Grail and Meaning of Life as well.
Yeah, and he appeared with the... He was the only American of the Python group, too.
And a guy who finally is getting his respect, Rodney Dangerfield, born in this day. Of course, not only a legendary stand-up comedian and writer and actor, inventor of the Triple Lindy. If you get that joke, thank you. Really, in a time where one of the guys that gave... people nowadays, comedians don't have catchphrases anymore. Actors don't really have catchphrases anymore and stuff. They exist a tiny bit, but very little. Mm-hmm. Rodney Dangerfield kind of set that in motion. The whole, I get no respect. Again, you don't even have to know who he is to know that line.
Yeah, no respect, yep.
Taking a look at some birthdays for tomorrow, Miley Cyrus is 32.
Wow.
Talk about a turnaround for her career, too. Where her career started, and then and there was a lot of talk about, oh, she's going to, you know, she's going to be the next Britney Spears as far as ruining her career or going off the deep end or whatever. And no, no, she straightened out that boat and just kept going forward while being herself. Like, and I mean, I'm not a fan. I don't really listen to her music or anything like that, but I recognize talent. I recognize she is incredibly, she hangs with Beyonce. Like, that, I don't need much more than that. You know, I know how good she is. Let's see here. Chris Hardwick is 53, hosted the Walking Dead recap shows and At Midnight, some other ones. He did Singles Out back in the 90s and some other
God,
stuff.
Oh, God, I knew that name from somewhere. Yeah. That was probably it.
Bruce Hornsby is 70 today, or Saturday,
Oh, we're going to have to play his bumper today.
Pianist and singer, of course, Bruce Hornsby in The Range, The Way It Is. Not only do we play in our bumpers, but every one of us as kids heard. But Mandolin Rain. That's the one.
A gorgeous song. And he also wrote End of the Innocence for Don Henley as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's a Bruce Hornsby song.
Some people, legends that would have been celebrating birthdays this weekend on Saturday. Billy the Kid, born in 1859. Legendary outlaw. William H. Bonney.
Legendary outlaw. Boy, you know... If you get to become an outlaw, you have to be like from the old West to get famous, you know? You can't be an outlaw anymore.
I'll make you famous. Billy the Kid. Actually, very interesting story. Single mother, a lot of that stuff, Boris Karloff celebrating a birthday on Saturday. It would have been 1887. Horror legend. Real name, William P. Pratt.
Yes. Boris Karloff was better.
Of course. It worked. It was, narrator of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas as well.
Yes. He did. He had such a wide and varied career. Here's a quick Boris Karloff story. When he was in his early 40s, right before he starred in Frankenstein, right? And so he was in the commissary wearing his best, you know, three-piece suit. He was all decked out. James Whale, the director of Frankenstein, saw him in the commissary and told him to come over. And he looked at his face and he says, "Perfect. You are going to be my monster." And he was always, after that, he was like, he thought I was the monster when I was dressed up in my best suit.
Poor guy. Can't win.
But, of course, the rest is history.
Legendary actor. And Harpo Marx, born in the day in 1888. One of my bigger influences. When I was a kid, man, even as much as I loved Robin Williams and everything, I never wanted to be Robin Williams. But there was a point there when I was little that I wanted to be Harpo Marx.
Man.
I loved Harpo.
Watch some of the old Marx Brothers movies. He had some of the funniest bits. Still, some of the funniest bits of all time.
Yeah,
the mirror thing he does with Groucho in one of the movies. So it's so good.
That holds up. We actually have students go back and watch some of those scenes, and that's one of them. That's a classic. They did that
in
one take.
His appearances on I Love Lucy.
Oh my God! Yes. Thank you, Melissa. Yes, some legendary cameos there.
One of the most intelligent people. You know, he never said anything on stage, but he was a member of the Algonquin Roundtable in the 1920s. Yeah. All the literati. Yeah. He was a member of that. Groucho never was, but Harpo was.
Yeah, and okay. So if I'm being honest, I went between wanting to be Harpo and Groucho.
Well, it's hard not to be Groucho.
But with Harpo, what I thought was so cool is, and I learned this a long time ago when I was a kid. Back when they started out, he talked. They got nervous when the cameras came out. He talked at vaudeville. He talked on live and stage. He didn't like doing that when the cameras came out. And they were like, okay, well, how about for this bit, you just don't talk? And it just kind of like worked. So they just kept doing it.
Him not speaking at all, right? Yep.
And then on Sunday, just a couple of quick ones. Pete Best, 83 years old on Sunday. Drummer that was replaced by Ringo Starr, of course. Yes. Oscar Robertson, 86, the Big O.
Oh.
Legendary point guard. A lot of people can make the argument the greatest point guard of all time.
One of the best of all time, yep.
Still the only player in NBA history to average a triple-double. Like, so Melissa, that's averaging, at least 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists a game. And I guess you may know very,
right.
I knew even you would get, thank you for playing along, Melissa. You're the best. She's the best teammate. She's so good. And Dale Carnegie, I would have been celebrating a birthday.
How to Win Friends and Influence People. That was a very popular book.
It is said to be the second best-selling nonfiction book of all time behind the Bible.
Yes.
That book. That's pretty interesting.
And now it's such a sarcastic thing to say.
Really, I know, it's true.
Like, you do something that really turns people off. Well, you really know how to win friends and influence people. Yeah,
exactly.
Don't you?
It's become a meme. It's become a meme.
Younger people just think it's a meme.
Exactly, yeah. It was actually a book.
We will come back after Melissa's news break and our sports and our check-in with our partners. And we're going to have some fun making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. It's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600. You get the answer right and you haven't won anything in 30 days. Boom, just like that. You win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That is not only two kids' meals, two adult meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
Yeah.
Visit our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's on A Street this weekend. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. And get ready to call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, and we thank you for downloading the app.
Mm-hmm.
Call up, get ready to play along, and let us know what TV theme song this is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Let's go ahead here and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yeah. Nicely, right on the money.
There we go. Make it official. Nicely done, sir. Knew that one pretty quickly. Well, can I get your first name?
It's Bob.
Bob, thank you so much for listening and playing, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. All right. Ourselves a Rapids winner. So, Bob, were you a fan of the show, Hawaii 5-0?
I did watch it, yeah. I wouldn't say I was a huge fan, but I watched it.
Right on.
Enough to know what it was.
And had a great theme song. Love that theme song. It's great.
It did have a great theme song.
Yeah.
Really classic theme, mm-hmm. Like a classic one. And with the remake, they were smart enough to keep the theme song and everything. They didn't really...
Updated it a little bit. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty well done, too. And mm-hmm. The show itself lasted forever. I didn't realize how long it was on. It was on for a long time. Bob, we appreciate you listening and playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest star of the day.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate mm-hmm. that. That was a fun one. Yeah, this Hawaii 5-0 was one that we have not done.
We haven't done that one yet.
I didn't realize we had not done this one. And I did not realize how long it had lasted. It premiered September 20th, 1968, ran April 5th, 1980, ran for 12 seasons.
12 years.
Wow. No idea.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
No wonder they brought it back.
It was a popular show. Good old Jack Lord and his hair, that amazing hair that he had, man.
Book him, Dano.
Yes.
We're not gonna book Bob. We're just gonna get his information.
We're gonna get his stuff.
Yeah,
give him
some free calls.
Give him some stuff.
Yeah. We're gonna do that for Bob. We're gonna come back and have some more fun. But be listening every Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culver's and a big gigantic thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yep.
Wherever you got a Culver's, you got one that puts back into their community.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the gang at Culver's so much. Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to be like Bob and be our next star of the day. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun taking you to the top of the hour. Good things on the way. Big thank you to our friends at El Cafe and Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
Make our Fridays so much fun around here.
We have a blast.
And I was hearing from Bob and some others out there how much they like these things. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Let's get into we're getting towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be getting a lot of end of year things. A lot of those. That's a morning show staple.
Right.
It's a content machine right there. Looking at those kind of things. So what we're looking at right now is Google's top Is It Weird searches of 2024. You got to get out there and live a little bit. So, sometimes how you do that is your search engine. It helps you. It's your first step in that realm.
That's right.
Google posted the top Is It Weird questions we've asked of 2024, and they're all about doing stuff solo. Like, is it weird to go to a bar alone? People Googled that one.
Right.
And plenty of people do, by the way. Right. Plenty of people
yes.
do.
That's how you meet people, right? Go to places where people are.
Is it weird to talk to yourself? or you know, from the research results. It depends. In public or at full volume? Maybe a little.
And very confusing, because people will think you're talking to them.
Yes. if you do this alone, you are like everybody else.
Yes.
You are not alone.
I think we all do that.
That is one of those things, though. I haven't looked ahead at these, but I've never really Googled anything like this. But I could see, if you're a younger person, and you don't know, like, hey, do other people talk to themselves?
Right, yeah.
I can see that.
See what the ether says.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it weird to go to a concert alone? Go for it. Maybe you'll meet people and share interests.
Again, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that.
I do a lot of shows alone.
It might be a little nerve-wracking, not going by yourself. You don't have the comfort of the security blanket of someone with you. But if these people are going to a concert that of an artist, obviously you both like the artist, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be weird. It's like, hey, have a great show. No, it sucks. You know.
I'm really of two minds with this one, because I really like doing things alone. Mm-hmm. I've especially flying. I love flying alone. I like being able to do, and at the same time, I love flying with other people. It's fun to do with other people
if they like to fly.
Yeah.
Then it's a little
Suppose there's always a caveat. For the most part, I do like doing things with people, but at the same time, I find joys in doing things by myself. One of my favorite shows I ever went to was by myself, but like my top three favorite shows were my best friends.
There you go.
So, I can see a lot of that. Is it weird to go to the movies alone? I hope not.
From personal experience, I really hope not.
Out of all the things I have done solo in my life, I've gone to the movies alone so much.
What's wrong with going to the movies alone? Come on.
I will say, though, there are some times where you get looks. There are some times, like, before the lights go down, and people are just kind of looking over there, and then they start talking real quietly, eating over their popcorn, looking at you.
That's what you imagine they're doing, but yes.
That could also be the hair. It could also be the hair. It could be my hair.
I mean, seriously, because, you go to the movies with someone, but then you watch a movie. You're not, like, interacting with each other that much, because you're paying attention. Well, you're supposed to be paying attention to the movie, right? Yeah.
And you're not supposed to talk in movie theaters, because that's rude.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll get to that later.
Nicely done. Quick side question. Is going to the movies a good first date? Because I always thought a first date was when you got a chance to get to know each other a little bit, and you can't really talk.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on if you go to dinner first or after.
Right,
Is there more to the date than just the movie? Because, sitting next to someone you just met to watch a movie?
Whoa.
I don't know that would be first date
material. Whoa, hold up. I'm already doing the movie. I got to do dinner and a movie. Come on.
And this is why you're single.
Yeah, it's probably. I should write that down. Is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant? No, but there's a stigma because restaurants are kind of set up for people to eat.
It's true.
So, a lot of sitting areas
are usually. Bring a book.
Yeah.
Just bring a book.
See, that's a great idea. That's, I'm telling you.
That's why I keep one in my car, dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Just so you have to, I have to make an emergency stop at the restaurant.
Book. Yeah.
I love that. My mother is sitting there. Why didn't I think of that? That's great.
I have my car book. I have my nightstand book. I have my dinner table book. I have so many books.
God, you're weird.
I love it. I think that's great.
And I love it.
Which results in creativity.
Is it, it's not weird if I see somebody sitting alone at a coffee shop. I don't know why it's weird to see somebody sitting alone on a
laptop or something,
It's all about setup and kind of the stigma that we have about these things.
Well, that's the thing. We have a societal stigma against people being single.
Yeah.
And that is where all of this stems from. But guess what? There are a lot of people that like being single.
Yeah. That's
true.
And
they're happy about
that's
it.
That's right.
And that is also okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be paired with somebody to be happy in life. And in fact, the statistics show there are a lot of single people that are much happier than people in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
We are okay people. Like, the human population's all right. We don't need...
We're not going to die out.
And, back at a certain point in human history, I get it. We really needed to buckle down and, hey, we need you to have kids here. Well, there's five of us.
Yeah.
There are more bugs than us. There are more. There
I like
are
the
more,
idea well, of only five people.
That hopefully is going to be eternal.
Yeah.
Because we need bugs.
Right.
That's true.
But I now it's completely okay. And it always has been okay. But there has always been that stigma there. Yeah, that's an interesting list. Well, let us know what's one of the fun, weird things that is PG that you have Googled. Please let us know.
It's funny because, you know, what the things we consider okay and not, or society at large does, is interesting. It's like, can I go to the library alone? Well, yeah, that totally makes sense, going to the library alone, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you want to maybe read or pick out a book or do something, whatever they're offering there. Yeah, that makes total sense. But why would going to a restaurant be weird? You know, that's the kind of thing, yeah.
Gotta
eat. And then there's people, you know, parents who need to do things alone. Like, can I go to the bathroom by myself?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
When the door is shut, please do not open it, child.
When you look forward to going to get the mail, just because it gets
5 seconds.
Out of,
yeah, five seconds to myself.
Just let me just do this. I need this. Let me go get the mail. So, speaking of these kind of things, it can be tough when Thanksgiving takes place the same month as a presidential election.
Say.
You know, it can be pretty difficult. and it can be a divided time, especially when family. You got big families or any kind of size family.
Right.
So here are five tips to keep the arguing to a minimum this year. and I do believe you can interchange these with Christmas and Hanukkah and other days.
General stuff. Yeah. I think we're okay with that.
Set some rules. It might not work for every family, but being upfront with your group and saying, let's keep things light, no politics, no religion talk, can do that trick. The key is not single out anyone in particular. Make it a group thing.
Uncle Bob. We're not talking about politics, remember? Right.
You may have Uncle Bob in mind, but don't say Uncle Bob.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was in your invitation.
The very first thing when Carl and I realized, oh boy, the inmates are running the asylum. We're going to be doing this now. Because neither him nor I had ever run a morning show or anything like that. The very first thing we decided, we're going to treat this like Thanksgiving dinner. No religion, no politics. We're going to try to keep it very light. We're going to try. And it really set us up to do what the show is we do now, where we try to do serious comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We try to, you know, we do touch on these things from time to time because that's life.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And certainly now, being under the Civic Media umbrella and being a part of that family, we probably do those things. But we really wanted this show to be a break from that stuff. And this was right before, you know, certain other things would really get into play and stuff. Designate an area for hot topics. Sometimes there are people in the group who just won't abide by any rules to avoid a certain topic. I love this. And you do this, and I know the perfect place. I got the perfect place. The kitty table.
Kitty table. Oh,
you go ahead and you go ahead and try to have these big, big, heavy debates while you're sitting there with your knees in your chin.
No kitties can be present for this conversation, but you guys can go sit over there and have that talk.
That's right.
I think this is one of my better ideas.
There you go.
I generally think that this
is trying to think of the space like, would this be the library or the conservatory? Or the kitchen?
Well,
you must go to the cellar to have this conversation.
It was in the kitchen with the lead pipe, and it was, no. Thought that's where you're going with
that. Oh, any clue reference.
That was totally where I was going with it, because when you think of different rooms of your house, what do you think of? Clue.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And murdering people. You know, that too. Yeah. So,
preferably not at Thanksgiving.
Don't murder people. Don't do that. That's very bad etiquette.
Wait until Black Friday.
It's so Black Friday. It says it right there.
I mean, it is Black Friday. It is. So, a big one on this, and I think this may be the biggest one, although we'll go through the whole list. Don't take the bait. Sometimes people are just, you know, this is what they do. They're instigators. Or this is, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have tied their personality and who they are to their political beliefs. When you are more than that, and life is more than that.
Right.
And politics are important. They ain't everything. You know, I mean, tell me, give me a new TV show you're watching or something like that. Or I don't know. I mean, what's your favorite gum? There's a billion other things about you that make you an interesting person beyond your political beliefs.
My bitterness that they stopped making Fruit Stripe gum. You know, that's what I'll talk about.
That is such disgusting gum.
Oh, it is, but I remember I loved it. It was terrible, but I loved it.
It was awful.
The varieties. You had in that little pack, I believe, 1,000 pieces of gum. And every one of them were
a different flavor.
And they lasted about 3 or 4 seconds.
The flavor was gone.
Yeah, that's why there were so many pieces in the pack.
Yeah.
and the wrappers were crubby.
Oh. Saying it out loud.
I made a new word. They were crubby.
They were great. I like that. That's a good one.
They were glorious. Fruit stripe gun.
I love that gun.
Glorious. I loved it too.
I have to agree with both of you on this, but I do lean towards wanting it back.
Yeah, it's awful. You're not wrong, Melissa. But
yeah, you're not wrong. It's just we just love the gun.
Yeah, right.
It's like Topps gum.
Thank you.
Like Topps gum is no good. You can build houses with Topps gum.
It was cardboard.
And I miss it every day. Prepare some topics ahead of time. In case you do need to redirect the conversation going in a different direction, bring up something simple that's non-divisive, like sports. No. They recommend sports on this list.
Because that's not divisive at all.
They did not.
Well.
Hey, Business Insider, you didn't do this in the Midwest.
It's divisive in a different way.
Though. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
True. And actually,
hopefully, it's in a different way.
People can take a punch about their sports team.
Yeah,
if they can't, well, then they got other issues.
They do, really.
But this is a really good. Really good thing to have planned and in your back pocket, and to plan ahead to have these things ready to talk about, ready to go to when you need to change the topic. Because in those moments, it's really hard to think of something. Let me tell you from experience.
All right, who wants to talk about Euclidean algebra? Anyone?
If you're looking for topics, just listen to the most recent Seth Faces the Music commercial. my favorite commercial out of our airwaves, and
very
give
well
me some
written.
Ideas.
Although ideas. The fact that he cut it off when he made me pronounce the most difficult things to say in a commercial,
oh,
Seth.
That's great.
What?
And
really?
Then they weren't even aired.
I didn't.
What?
Do you know how long I worked on that commercial?
No, I guess I don't. What was it? Former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens? Is that what it was? I was sad that I had to actually put that down on the thing to do the ending bit, because that was one of my favorite ones. But anyway,
I want so bad for your last episode to be Holler Monkeys. I don't know what it is about you saying that,
God.
Melissa, but every time I hear it, it makes me laugh every time. And finally, know when to cut your losses and call it a night. Sometimes the vibes just aren't right. So maybe wrap up the conversation. Maybe even wrap everything up.
Yeah.
Unless you're the host. You really can't leave then.
Yeah.
I'm walking out of here. Oh, wait.
I
live here. Where am I going to go?
Where am I going to go?
Everything's closed. It's Thanksgiving.
There's a couple of phrases you hear me repeat all the time, and I do it for a reason, because they fit on multiple things. You know, choose your battles wisely.
Right.
That is a gigantic thing, I think, going forward in life. Is this really worth me getting that
vein popping out of your head,
my
right?
forehead popping out or anything? Yeah, is it really worth that? And if it is, then more power to you. But if it isn't, I think that you're going to find, wow, I argue a lot less. I'm a lot less stressed in life.
Yeah.
You have some perspective. You choose your battles wisely. I really think that it goes a long way.
Relax. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do that, and then we're going to come back and have some fun. We got a bunch of great things lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up right here at...
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.